Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news issues facing the entrepreneurial community in our state. And here to help us today is John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. And he joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, last week I attended the ESSE Launch Forum in Columbia. 120 or so people there. A lot of the ESSE Launch companies, of course, Accessible Diagnostics, which I run, is privileged to be an ESSE Launch company. But like a lot of these kinds of events, I think some of the best information occurs, you know, during the breaks, you know, over a cup of coffee. One of the real insights that I got was a new idea, at least a new idea in South Carolina. I think it's been done some other places, but it's a new idea about how to raise money. You know, a lot of startup companies, early stage companies are trying to sell equity in their business. So, you know, invest in my company, I'll give you some stock. And, you know, you do this right and you make a lot of money. How long that's going to take is uncertain. What the return is going to be is uncertain. And so it can be pretty challenging to raise that kind of money. Well, the topic that came up at ESSE Launch that I was intrigued with is a whole different way of giving investors an interest in your company, and that is a revenue royalty. What if instead of you having to depend on the company being sold in some time in the future, you got a percentage interest in the revenue of the company?
Exactly. How would this work then? People invest money into a company that seems like this company would already have to have some revenues to be able to generate that kind of interest.
Well, yeah, so this conversation over kind of a cup of coffee was with Dirk Brown, and he runs something called Proof Alcohol Ice Cream Company. So they're selling ice cream that, you know, has some alcohol in it. They would invest in his company, and they would get a percentage interest in the revenue that he generates from this product. And I think the really interesting thing about this to me is now they become brand ambassadors, right? Now it becomes in their interest to promote this company to their friends and to other people, you know, who might buy this kind of ice cream, because they want to help drive the revenue of the company. So the broader the base of people that you have in this kind of company, the kind of the more successful it can be. And I think when you overlay this on somebody that you've already talked to in the recent months, and that's Crowdfund SC down in Charleston, it can be really interesting, because there they have a platform that allows people to do interstate offerings. So South Carolina companies raising money from South Carolina investors. And the regulatory requirements there are significantly less than if you try to go through some kind of federal approach. And I know one of the things they're focused on is these kind of revenue royalty companies. In fact, Proof Ice Cream has an offering on the CrowdSC platform. I think this is a real interesting example of an innovation in capital raising. How do you structure it in such a way that people can get excited about what you're doing and help propel the company forward?
The pros from the company side are they're not giving up any equity. They're not giving up interest. They're not giving up votes. On the other side, though, these revenue investors are giving up the voice they would have with a traditional investment. And so maybe they might be asking for a significant royalty amount.
Well, there's no question that anytime somebody's investing in your company, that's a negotiation, right? Especially with early stage companies, it's really ambiguous as to exactly what the company is worth. I don't know there's any magic bullet to what that is. And so, you know, coming up with an agreement on what the right percentage of revenue is probably not easy. Because this is a new way of raising money, it's probably a little more challenging. But I think if you can work something like this out, you know, I think it's awesome. ChartSpan in Greenville is a company that raised money on a revenue royalty kind of agreement. And, you know, it was over $10 million that they were able to raise to help get their company to the next level. So Proof Alcohol Ice Cream is not the only company in the state that's ever done this. And I think if you do it right and you have enough traction, you can actually raise a, you know, pretty amazing amount of money. And like you said, you know, you don't give up dilution, you don't give up voting control of your company. They benefit in the upside in the revenue, but they don't get involved in the minutia of how the company is governed. And so there's, you know, pros and cons to all of this, but it's an interesting way of thinking about how South Carolina companies could raise money.
It is. Thank you so much for that update, John.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page, all from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.